You're listening to JerryPark.com, the Coliseum of Combat Sports.
Eve Edwards' long road back to the top of the MMA lightweight division culminates on April 26th when he challenges Elite XC 160-pound champion KJ Nunes in Hawaii. And since we recently spoke to KJ about the fight, it was only fair to invite back Eve Edwards to the park to get his thoughts on it all. How's everything going, Eve?
Things are good, man. I'm chilling, training, and getting ready.
How's the training been going for the KJ Nunes fight?
I'm pretty good. You know, I'm back in Florida right now, and a lot of guys fighting right now, so it's perfect time to be for me to be getting ready for a fight. I mean, everybody's fighting over the next 2 months, you know, so I got a lot of intensity in the gym, and all the guys that are around or near my weight are getting ready for big things for themselves, so it's a big help, it's a big plus.
Do you try to surround yourself with guys who have fights coming up, you know, in the same type of period that you're fighting, or does that really not make much of a difference in terms of your preparation?
It doesn't really make much of a difference as far as me getting ready. I just come down here to American Top Team and you know, everything else works itself out. I mean, there's too many good guys here for me to have to worry about, you know, having good people to train with. There's always going to be good guys to train with whenever I'm here.
Hey, like I said, we spoke to KJ just a couple of days ago, and as you obviously know, CBS, Elite XC, they have a deal, and everyone's talking about, you know, the first show being at the end of April. Have you heard of anything about the April 26th card being that first CBS telecast?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. It would be nice, you know, it would be great for everybody, but I honestly don't know what's going to happen with that.
I keep hearing that New Jersey being the date of that first CBS card, and if it would be at the end of April, around the time that you're supposed to fight KJ, have you heard of anything about your fight being moved from Hawaii to maybe on the East Coast somewhere else?
No, I heard nothing about that. I don't know. They don't really tell the fighters anything. They just tell us who you're going to fight and where. So as far as I know, everything's still the same, and me and KJ are fighting in Hawaii.
On April 26th, as far as you know, that's the deal right now.
Yeah, as far as I know.
Now you fought in UFC, you fought Bodog, now Elite XC, you know, you've been everywhere. As a true veteran of this sport, are you sort of surprised that CBS came to Elite XC or was able to strike the deal with Elite XC as opposed to the Ultimate Fighting Championship?
You know, I honestly, as far as being surprised, no, I think it's a good thing. I'm not surprised, but I wasn't expecting it either. You know, it's one of those things that, oh, wow, that's awesome. But, I mean, I don't promote fights, and I'm not a businessman as far as that end of the spectrum goes. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I don't know what it all entails and you know, why the UFC doesn't have a network television program, but am I surprised by it? No, I think it's cool. I think it's cool as shit, but I just don't know what it entails and what's going to come of it. I just hope it's as good as everybody's expecting it to be.
It seems as though, you know, when you talk to other people in MMA and all that, that Elite XC was more open to making the deal and working with CBS. When you signed with Elite XC just a few months ago, had you any inclination that a deal like this was on the table and you would have a chance to fight on network television?
No, man, I was not. I was sitting at home just, you know, going through some MMA websites, and I don't remember if it was SureDog or MMA Weekly, but I just saw the announcement that, you know, Elite XC signed a broadcast deal with CBS, and it was news to me just like it was to everybody else. And, you know, it was exciting. It was exciting for me just because, you know, CBS and having mixed martial arts fights on a network television, you know, broadcast is big, man. I mean, like a bomb show on network still gets like 6 million viewers, you know, so that's pretty cool. You know, that's more views than any MMA fighter has ever been seen by. And then to actually be under contract with that company, you know, that's also a plus. So I was more excited than I would have been if I was just, you know, just if I wasn't with the company. I would have been excited about it because it's just more promotion and more exposure for the sport. But to actually have an opportunity to possibly be one of the fighters on on a CBS broadcast. You know, that's exciting in and unto itself.
Is you're trying to say that you didn't find out about the news on JerryPark.com? That kind of hurts.
Oh.
I'm joking. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, a huge step forward for the sport. Now you're getting these big sponsors coming up, and it's just been a big year thus far for MMA. I want to ask about your experience. This will be now your third fight in Elite XC when it goes down. How has the experience been like working with Gary Shaw and everyone at Pro Elite?
You know, those guys are a lot of fun, man. They're real nice guys. I don't really deal directly with Gary. But he's got a good group of guys together, you know. He's been cordial nice every time that I've seen him, spoken with him. But you know, JD Penn and Rich and JT, those guys are real good guys to work with, and they're real easy to work with, you know. They anything you need, they try and take care of you, and you know, they run a tight ship, and they run a pretty organized company. So I've not had any problems with them as far as, you know, fighting on their shows and getting the things done that I need to get done and be prepared and not having any interruptions or any silly things happen.
If you look back to their first show in February up to this point, it seems that they consistently put on great fights and great cards, except everyone always, including myself, I found little things to nitpick at, whether it's the DJs, whether it's they make the fighters wear those Elite XC hats in the post-fight discussions with Bill Goldberg. What do you think about the way that they've approached to this, trying to do things a little bit differently than the norm, also known as the UFC?
You know, I've learned... just in my life, not just in fighting, but throughout my whole life, I've learned that you can't please everybody. It don't matter what you do, somebody's going to be pissed about something. And when it comes to that, fuck it. I mean, you know, you're going to be pissed. There's nothing you can do about it. Not everybody's going to like you. The guys that don't like you, they'll deal with it. But for the people to see those things and not like the DJs or not like the dancing girls or not like the hats at the post-fight interview, they still got to be watching the show. So whether you like it or not, you still watch it, and you're watching because the fights are there. So just shut your mouth and watch, or complain about it and watch, but you're still getting to see fights and you're enjoying that. So, you know, that's the end of it, man. That's all you're really looking for.
And none of it bothers you, though, right?
I don't care. As long as I get a paycheck and I get to punch somebody in the mouth, I'm happy.
Do your sponsors ever say to you, we want you to wear this hat after the fight? I know that's a big part of the game, and then when they make you wear an Elite XC hat, does that ever cause any trouble for you?
It hasn't caused any trouble, but I never really pay attention to what's put on my head after the fight, you know?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you know, I tell my teammates what I need after the fight, and they get it to me, and, you know, something else on my head, I can't really, I don't know anybody that can look at the top of their head, so... You know, if I know I'm supposed to wear a hat, I just put a hat on the first thing that's handed to me. But I haven't had any problems with it so far, you know. But I make sure that it's seen if I get a chance to put it out there.
In your last fight for Elite XC, a huge victory over Edson Berto. Did you ever practice that finishing move where, you know, he's grabbing onto one leg and then you come back with the kick to the face? Is that something that you sort of prepare as a scenario, or is that just in the heat of the moment that you do what your instincts kind of lead you to do?
It's one of those things that you kind of, for me anyway, I've seen that position a lot in the gym. Not consistently, like not like every single practice, but enough that it's a comfortable position for me. And then, you know, in the gym, you can't really throw that knee for real, because you can't knee your training partner in the face. You lose a training partner for a couple of days if that's the case. So I've seen that position, I've seen that finish, and always wondered what it would work out like and how it would work out to be. And the opportunity presented itself where it was somebody, you know, I mean, I respect, but somebody I don't really care if he gets knocked out or not. You know, I don't need it. I don't need him for tomorrow. And he's not necessarily my friend, so it was all out then. It was balls to the wall, and I just, you know, I was able to put it up there and put it square in his face and put him to sleep with it.
After the fight, you gave props to your Bahamian brother, Kimbo Slice, who also reigned victorious later that night. What's your take on Kimbo? I know you guys, you share the same hometown or home island. I'm guessing that said that you're a fan of his and what he brings to the sport, right?
I like him. You know, I'm going to support the guy because he's a Bahamian, but he's also fun to watch, you know. I like watching him throw down with guys, and he's brings some excitement to the cage, you know. I think he can do a lot in the sport, but I think, you know, he has to be groomed and he has to be pushed right. I mean, there's some fights that I think are bad fights for him right now. But, you know, if he continues to improve the way he seems to have improved since, you know, that underground fight with Gannon, he can, you know, compete at a high level in the sport, you know. But only time will tell, and you know, I wish him the best, man.
I'm sure you talk to a lot of people. Would most of the people that you speak to be in favor of his entry into the sport, or do you think a lot of people are upset about it? Fighters?
You know, some fighters don't like it. Some fighters do. You know, I've ran into a lot of guys, and I guess it's pretty much split down the middle, you know, but the guy's actually training now, you know, he's training with Boss. He's not training with just a bunch of guys in his garage or whatever. He's training for mixed martial arts fights, and he's training with a legitimate veteran of the sport that's a good trainer and understands the game. So I think he's going to do the right things because he's got the right shepherd guiding him, and I think he's going to do the right things and just do as well as he possibly can in it.
All right, Eve, before I let you go, just a couple of questions on KJ Nunes, your opponent on April 26th. Obviously, he had a huge victory. He was a major underdog against Nick Diaz a few months back, capturing that first ever 160-pound title. What are your thoughts on KJ as far as a legit MMA fighter, a guy who, you know, just a couple of years ago, not many people knew about. Now he's, you know, the top dog in that division, and the way that you will try to attack him and try to maybe neutralize his stand-up skills, which are clearly his forte.
KJ, I've known KJ for a while, you know, I sparred with him when he was just a kid back in Houston. He's grown a lot since then, you know. He's a tough guy, man. A lot of guys count him out, and, you know, some people may feel like, oh, if Nick Diaz fights him again, Nick Diaz will win, but he put a beating on Nick, man, and you can't take that away from him, you know, and Nick Diaz is nobody's bitch. I mean, that dude has fought some tough guys and beaten some of the best guys in the world. So, you know, Nick Diaz is definitely one of the top guys, and you know, KJ beat him that night. You know, so you can't sleep on him. You got to respect his skills. But as far as, you know, fighting him, you know, I know where he's strong, and I see some weaknesses, even in his strength. You know, and my stand-up game is nothing to scoff at either. So, you know, the fight's going to be fight. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. As far as strategy, we're going to go out there and try to punch each other in the face and see what happens after that.
Yeah. Have you stopped to think that, you know, just a few years ago, you're on this losing streak after winning so many fights in a row, and you're kind of at a crossroads in your career, and now here you are about to fight for a title for a major organization, probably the number two most recognized organization in North America. How everything has turned so quickly for you. It's pretty remarkable, right?
It's been really good, man, and I'm really excited about it, you know. This sport is so crazy, man. Anything can happen, any match, any time, anywhere, and you can't doubt yourself, and you've got to make the best decisions for your style, for you, and for what you want to do in the game. And me joining with the American Top Team, that's been the biggest thing, you know. Being able to train with all these good guys all the time. Seeing where I stand when I go in the room and I'm training with guys like Jay-Z and Marcus Aurelio and Dean Thomas and Pitbull and all these other guys. You know, I mean, I could sit here and name the guys, but then we'll be here all day because there's that many good guys in it. And, you know, seeing where I stand with those guys and knowing that those guys believe in me, those guys, when I walked into the room, you know, they had more confidence in me than I had in myself. And for them, and that just started to grow within myself. And then, you know, going out and fighting some fights with a few tough guys and coming out on the winning end again and remembering exactly where I belong. Things change real quick, man, and I'm happy for it, and I appreciate it.
Well, Eve, you've always been gracious with your time. I really appreciate it. And April 26th, whether it's in Hawaii, New Jersey, CBS, Showtime, wherever, best of luck to you. And, you know, we only hope for a continued success in your career. Now this phase two of your career.
Thank you, Ariel. It's the resurrection of the Thug Jitsu Master, man. And I'm trying to take it all the way this time.